Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. How many hours per day do you spend sitting? Think about that for a while. According to the Centers of Disease and Prevention, an average American spends more than 8 hours a day sitting. That's 55% of your time awake. This accounts for both at home and in the workplace. 24% are meeting the minimum physical activity guidelines. The physical activity guidelines recommend Americans to incorporate anaerobic physical activity and strength training activity, but only 24% are meeting those guidelines. The minimum guidelines are moderate intensity for greater than 150 minutes per week, or vigorous intensity greater than 75 minutes per week, or a combination. Sitting and low physical activity has a 71% increase in mortality rate. Physical inactivity has shown to increase the risk of developing chronic conditions. The World Health Organization reports that physical inactivity is the fourth leading risk factor for global mortality. Prolonged sitting has been linked to a 147% risk for cardiovascular disease, 66% in some types of cancers, 112% in diabetes, and 12 times more likely at developing depression, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease. To reduce the risk, one would think adding exercise weekly would be beneficial. A study showed that even adding 4 to 7 hours of moderate to vigorous activity weekly while sitting 5 to 6 hours a day only reduced the mortality rate by 50%, which is still great. Like, reducing your mortality rate by 50% is great, but we want to help improve it a lot more. So what can you do to change? Move more, sit less is the recommendation by the new physical activity guidelines for Americans. These guidelines can be looked up at by visiting health.gov. We want to focus on incorporating more physical activity throughout the day than just going to a gym 1 or 2 hours a day. Some ideas could be doing the following: taking a short walk in the morning before starting your day, using reminders to get up and move when working at a desk, stretching or taking walks during work breaks, sitting in different positions or standing when working on a computer, spending relaxation time being more active rather than watching TV or playing video games, playing with your children, friends, family, especially outdoors to get that vitamin D and sunshine to improve happiness, squatting or doing lunges when brushing your teeth, making family and or friend get-togethers active by taking a walk, going on a hike, or playing games and sports. Change does take time, but you can do it. I really do like incorporating physical activity that's more functional with your daily lifestyle. And incorporating all these functional movements also improves your overall health. There are many great functional movement educators out there who you can look up to. One would be Katie Bowman, Ralph Kelly, or Daryl Edwards. They all teach functional movement. These educators love encouraging functional movement to have a happy, healthy, and fun life. This is for educational purposes and not for medical advice. Before undertaking vigorous exercise, be sure that it fits with your lifestyle or any of your health conditions, and you can always talk to a professional healthcare provider as well as personal trainers, physical therapists, chiropractors to kind of get a better understanding on what movements would be beneficial for you. We all could move more and sit less. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.